Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden. Cass is here as well. Hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass.
And we're joined by Joel Dusha.
Hi, Cass.
And today we're talking about frog.
Hell yeah, we love frogged rib. It's
ribbit.
First of all, I'd just like to address a question that's been on everyone's lips
for
quite some time now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn everyone's minds back to maybe months ago when I last guested on Shut Up A Second. But
when you last guested.
Yeah, when I last guested.
Wait, did you? I don't think he said it that weird.
Why did you say guested?
I didn't hear guested.
Yeah, I just drank a can of Fanta for anyone who, any Fanta heads out there, because I went to a corner store and I saw a can of Fanta. I was like, I haven't had Fanta in ages. And here's my review. 6 out of 10.
So that's still a positive review.
That's a good review.
Yeah, like it got the job done. But it does.
Are you refreshed?
Yeah, Fanta does have this, like it's very sweet, but also somehow tastes watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not eating an orange.
Yeah.
Does it still got real fruit juice in it? They were doing that for a while.
Let's find out.
They were like, it's 5%.
No artificial colors or flavors. Surely that means real fruit juice.
No, that could mean concentrate.
I feel like there was a while where they're like, it's got 5% juice. Am I making that up?
Orange juice from concentrate, 2.1%.
Yeah, you know what concentrate like is? They just freeze entire oranges, then crush them up into dust, and then mix water into it.
That's sick.
Mmm, yummy.
Anyway, so people are probably wondering, did Adam and Jackson eat my lunch that one time?
Oh, yeah.
We were wondering.
Alternatively, did they leave it outside and someone stole it? And the answer is no, they just simply didn't respond to my messages, but did bring it in.
You did have a cold.
So I did have a cold lunch that day.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Anyway, frog, let's go.
Dive into frog.
Let's frog hard.
If you like frog, pretty good animal as far as they go.
Yeah.
How would you improve the frog?
How would I improve frog?
I reckon hair.
Wetter.
Let's use both.
Wet hair. All right.
Wet hair.
It'd like stink like a dog.
No, it would stink like frog.
Yeah,
that's
wet,
good. Let's
wet
get
frog smell.
Yeah,
well,
let's get rid of dog smell.
Yeah, it would be like, oh no, my dog got wet. It smells like a frog.
That's fun. Yeah,
that's good.
But
also,
I was gonna say, is there any animal that's furry and always wet? And yes, there's like three I can think of. One, beaver. Two, platypus. Three, otter.
Hell beavers aren't permanently wet.
Not permanently, but they're pretty wet. They live in
Didn't
a goddamn
you just say
dam.
Permanently wet?
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, whatever.
And how did you forget about seals? Also not permanently wet by my
polar bears?
No, yeah. Not permanently wet.
They're the least wet out of all
That's
the animals
so
we've said
dry.
So far.
They swim sometimes.
Yeah, I know, polar but I think they're swim. The least
out of all
penguins?
The they're fur? Feathers.
Feathers. They're birds.
They're birds.
That's the
feathers.
They
feathers
are, birds.
Are the one
feathers.
Thing that, it's the one feature all birds share, because it's not flight. It's
and it's not beaks? Surely they all have beaks.
No, but other animals also have beaks, and other animals also can take to the skies, but not every bird can fly also.
Penguins confused me, because it looks like fur, but they've actually just got a shitload of feathers.
Yeah.
So many
Wait,
feathers.
I want to dig down on this birds, only birds have feathers thing.
Only didn't, birds have feathers, and every bird has feathers.
But didn't dinosaurs have feathers?
Yeah, but then they evolved into birds.
But they went. The dinosaurs weren't birds, they were dinosaurs.
No, but that's what birds came from.
Okay.
Like how we're all made of cum.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right, fine.
It's not eggs, like platypuses lay eggs. It's not beaks. Octopuses have beaks.
Uh-huh. What about those fucked up feet they have?
Fucked up feet.
Claw feet. Claw foot.
Okay, surely another.
I guess seagulls have flippery foot.
And they're not birds?
Seagulls are birds.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't they, they have a different foot? God, yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, I got confused, yeah.
So so feathers are the only thing that are bird.
Yep. Mm. And the only thing that all birds have and no other animal has.
I think that doesn't sound right. Is this something you've come up with?
It absolutely is not, I'm right.
You got to remember, when Cass says things, thinking, huh, is that right? Cass is right.
Mm.
Don't wonder. Just know. Cass is right. She's right.
I think it's a cool fact about birds. It's the one bird thing.
I think it would be cool if more animals had feathers that weren't bird.
I'm like, I know that we're talking bird and we're talking feather. Mm-hmm. Birds of a feather. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. They flock together.
The whole time, I've just been thinking about, talk me through this frog with hair.
Well, you get a frog.
Yeah.
You put hair in it.
Mm-hmm. No, but you.
Bang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got a frog. You put some hair in it. Bang. All right. It answers a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But are you thinking like a frog with like a human hairstyle? Like as in like like hair on its head? Or are you talking about a hairy frog in like a spider?
Frog with a mullet.
Frog with a mullet!
I was imagining frosted tips on the frog.
No, oh, yeah.
I was imagining fur, I guess, because it's all over its body, but it's long. Like some dogs have long fur.
So like a shaggy dog, but...
Like a shaggy dog, but like straight, like dead straight.
Like so Tim Allen's a shaggy dog, but straight.
A shaggy frog.
Yeah, like, you know, I think Australian terriers, they have that, they're just long...
Red dog? I only know dogs from movies.
No, not red dog. I don't think an Australian terrier is in a movie. It's a rare breed. It's a rarie.
It's a rarie.
But there's like long, it has like almost like human hair all over its whole body, and it's long and straight, and it's cool.
So you could braid
I want long, straight human hair all over the frog, is what I'm saying. That's the ideal.
And always wet, or wetter, because frogs are a bit wet.
They're always a bit moist, and if you want to hold one, your hands have to be a bit wet so it doesn't sort of fuck up the frog.
Stings, I think.
Yeah, the frogs need to be moist.
Yeah.
So what about wetter, so that I can pick them up whenever?
Yeah, because holding a frog is actually a pretty good thing.
I love holding
frogs. They're so
slippery. What's the last time you guys had a frog?
I don't know.
Last month.
Last month?
Really?
Yeah, my friend has a frog.
What?
God damn.
I got to get friends with more cooler friends.
You can get a friend.
Become friends is what I meant. Yeah. Got to become friends with much cooler friends.
Let's get frogs. Let's be like exotic pet dudes.
Yeah, become like frog guys.
Yeah.
Oh, is a frog exotic?
People could say.
I think you call it an exotic pet.
I mean.
I don't know if it's technically exotic, but you'd say it's an exotic.
Do you mind if I bust you open with a frog fact right
you
now?
Bust me whatever you like.
Bust me
frog,
wide open, Cass.
Frog fact.
Frogs are found everywhere except Antarctica.
Whoa! Consider me busted.
Every single place has frogs.
Except
that's
Antarctica.
Sick. Yep. And my house, because I want one.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Every single continent has birds, including Antarctica.
Whoa!
Well, that's cheating. They
that's
can
a
fly.
Fact I just made up. But it's still a fact.
All facts come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there is like a definition of what makes a fact. If you just say something that's right, does that count as a fact? Or does it come to some kind of peer review process?
I don't think.
Can you be like, huh, this is a fact. But
well,
I guess
no,
people
you
say
can
this
make
is a fact
facts.
About me and you don't have to peer review it.
It's a fact that, Joel, you are wearing an Apple Watch. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
I came up with that. That's not peer reviewed.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm a peer and I'm reviewing it.
It just so happens to be peer reviewed.
But like when you're in a meet and greet situation and you have to go around the room and say, tell us an interesting fact about yourself. Oh, and you say, I'm a cool, I'm like a chillaxed guy.
Yeah. What were your go-to facts?
I never had any go-tos.
I love two things, chilling and relaxing. I'm the most chillaxed dude. What's up?
Is that what you went to?
No. Yeah.
Did you have one, Cass, that you always like had locked and loaded for those like icebreaker things?
Yeah, but it was annoying.
Oh, yeah. Then I want to know it extra.
No, because
you've already
like,
busted us wide open. Just bust us open again.
Yeah.
I always got stuck with those and said it was always two truths and a lie. And I think
what?
We always drama kids.
Go around. Oh, yeah. Yeah, drama kids. So you went two truths and a lie. And then, so you had to think of two facts about yourself and then you had to come up with a lie. And I remember one time I was doing one and I didn't think before I started talking. So I started listing facts. I think one of them was, I have my black belt in Taekwondo. Because I thought it was
that's
pretty
cool.
That's
a true, that's a fact.
I was very proud of myself. And then whatever the other one was. And then I was like, and I like the beach. And then everyone's like, is the lie that you like the beach? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you don't like the beach? And I was like, no, I do. I just couldn't
think. But it's just not a main thing about me.
I couldn't think of anything. So if you ever need two truths and a lie, just say you like the beach. Because I actually gave three truths. No one could stop me.
Yeah, if you ever need to do two truths and a lie, just tell three truths.
Or three lies.
Three lies.
And then get weird and make that your first impression. That's cool.
Hi, my name's Joel Dusha. One truth about me is that I'm a chill guy. Second one is I'm a relaxed guy. And the third one is that I love chillaxing.
Wait.
Oh. Oh, no. He's tricked us.
You can try and do like a paradox thing. You know, has a like, I always tell the truth, I always tell a lie. Mix that in there.
You can be like, the first thing about me is I never lie. The second thing about me is I never tell the truth. The third thing about me is this that, makes sense.
Yeah. The thing about it is one of those things was true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah. Big fan of like when I used to work at a movie theater, that would do like, rather than doing intro, interesting fact about themselves, which I think people that had been to a bunch of job interviews kind of expected in like a group interview situation.
Yeah, and you can think of one.
But the cinema always used to hit people with like, what's your name? An interesting fact, what's your favorite movie? Favorite movie just threw people. It's a fucking cinema. That's the easiest one to answer.
No, because people think about it too much.
Oh, no. And that was the thing that ruled the most. Yeah. Watching people be like, Raging Bull. I actually had that happen to me in uni once, where in a uni class, someone was like, my favorite movie is Raging Bull. And it was the teacher's favorite movie.
I don't know what Raging Bull is.
It's a movie.
That's the one thing I knew
about. All right. Sorry, no, Mr. Movies.
It's a Scorsese film. It stars Robert De Niro as a boxer.
Yes.
Robert De Niro went method. It's a black and white film.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
But
do you guys have a favorite movie?
Yes. Drive.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Do you have a favorite movie?
No, I don't think so.
See, I did the cinema interview and I had a favorite movie. So I was like, fuck, this is the only one I know.
What's your favorite movie?
Death Proof. That's the name of the movie.
No, it's not.
The other one?
No. Planet Terror. I always forget the name of it. Yeah. Planet Terror is my favorite movie.
I always forget the name of my favorite movie, too, because I like it so much.
What?
I was just making fun of you.
Okay. I'm so happy because it's not a wanky one, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, Drive is a wanky one. All of my four favorite movies, because of Letterboxd, I have four favorite movies on display. And it sucks to look at them, but I love them all, so I'm just being honest. Mm. But it makes me look like a big cunt.
What are they? Drive? What?
Just Drive?
Real quick.
RoboCop.
Yep.
Akira.
Yeah.
Spring Breakers.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's not wanky.
It looks like I hate women.
Yeah.
In that combination, it's pretty wanky.
Mm. I reckon my favorite movie maybe Total Recall.
Yeah, great.
The original
film.
One.
The original one.
Yeah, no, the remake.
Because of the three tits.
Hayden wishes he had three hands when he watched that movie. And also that women actually did have three tits.
Yeah, I wish. Oh, well, one day.
Well,
I
think science will find a way.
They're working on it.
I might have told this story on the podcast before, but when I saw the Total Recall reboot in the cinema.
Yeah.
And in the movie, there's only two like things on Earth left. There's only like everyone else is uninhabitable and dead. The only places still left are America and a bit of Australia. And when they said that, our cinema cheered.
That's sick.
It was really strange. We made it. Woo!
I can't remember what movie it is, but it's something where like the world, like things are going bad and the Opera House cops it. And I was in a cinema where people were like, woo, too. It was crazy. what movie? I can't remember what movie it was. Might have been like The Day After Tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah, is it Desire? I feel like I know that.
Yeah,
I have seen it.
Mm.
I've seen the
movies.
Yeah. Movies, yes.
But yeah, it was sick. The Raging Bull story.
Oh
was,
yeah.
So just go back to it, just because it's not even really that funny. It was just cool watching someone that thought they were cool just ruin their own life for no reason.
Oh,
because they were
nice.
Like, yeah, Raging Bull's my favorite movie, and then the shooter was like, oh, I love that movie. And then referenced a thing from it being like, that's actually a really good movie because it's important for this reason, which is relevant to this class. And the person was like, oh, yeah. And then the shooter like picked up on like the weird vibe and was like, you know the ending, yeah. And then they were like, oh, I haven't seen it for a while. And then the shooter was like, it's a pretty famous moment. And like the tutor could have easily moved on, but
yeah,
we're just like,
tried to drill
no,
down.
We're all, you're sitting in it, so we're all going to sit
in
it.
Yeah.
I love that. I love when people let people sit in
it. And then
they
were just like, oh, yeah, no, I should go rewatch it because I love it so much. And like, yeah, the tutor was like, yeah, I think you should watch it.
You should watch it. You didn't say rewatch?
Yeah, I said watch it. It was good.
I don't know if I finished my favorite book.
Okay.
What's your favorite book?
Slaughterhouse-Five.
That's a great book. That's probably my favorite book.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did an episode of Bookish about that. New episodes every Wednesday, maybe. I don't know where that comes
out. Yeah, because everyone else has taken Slaughterhouse-Five. You're the second person to do Slaughterhouse-Five.
I didn't even talk about it that much either.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember if I finished it.
It's so short.
And I can't remember.
Is there a chance, though, that if you haven't finished it, the ending could make it not your favorite book?
No, I haven't read that much.
Okay.
It's up there with
Harry Potter.
Dr. Seuss. No, Oh Say Can You Say was my favorite.
It's not what it's called. Back. It's Say Can You See, isn't it?
No. It's isn't Oh Say it? Can You Say because.
See, Oh Say Can You See, that's the American national anthem. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of. This is Tongue Twisters.
Oh.
The whole book is Tongue Twisters.
You can't have a Tongue Twister book be your favorite book.
You can have any book be your favorite book.
What the fuck is that? Why? How dare you?
Sure you can. Okay, I'll take it back. You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
That's just busted you wide open.
My favorite book, A Menu.
Like
that. Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, he reads it cover to cover every time.
What's your favorite
book,
Joel?
Am I ready to order? Not yet. Haven't finished reading.
No, just 5 more minutes, please.
Yeah, please, and then please. I'm at the last page.
And then forget
sorry,
to
we didn't look again.
Just 1 more minute. Sorry, we're just catching up. It's been so long.
Oh, yeah, I'll grab a latte.
Can we just get coffees to get started? Oh, yeah, do you know what? You want an Archer's panic order?
It's fine if we're not ready yet. Oh, no, I'm ready.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
Me and Joel were at a cafe sort of recently. And do you remember this? I ordered
don't remember this. This story hasn't triggered a memory, so I'm excited to take a walk through memory lane.
I ordered, because I had a coffee already that day and it was kind of hot. And so I ordered an iced long black, but decaf.
Oh!
And the waitress made fun of me.
I do remember that. It's because I was like, oh yeah, cool, very normal drink to order.
Yeah,
and then
I was
the waitress
saying,
laughed.
Like, this is weird, because what's the point? It just tastes like
the
bitter.
Flavor.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I liked it. I'd get it again, a decaf iced long black. A decaf iced Americano to meet people overseas. It's just black coffee and water, but no caffeine.
Let's get a glass
it's the worst
of
bit
black
of a
water.
Coffee.
Yeah, I can't remember what I said. Something. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get a sugar with that too. She's like, yeah, I guess it couldn't make it worse. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah,
good stuff.
That was good stuff. Love that cafe.
That's excellent.
It's like a side note to this is it is sick when you're with friends and the person who is taking your friend's order makes fun of them.
Mm.
Unreal to bond with someone at their job for bullying your friend. It happened recently at a bar I was at with Jackson and Adam and Joel Zammit, all friends of this show, some even former hosts. Hard to say.
Yeah,
And they were ordering a fucked up tequila.
Oh, they took the cheese tequila?
Blue cheese, honey tequila?
Yeah, and it took them fucking ages to figure out what they wanted. And then they're like, oh, can we get in a cocktail? And the bartender was like, I guess. And then she like opened it, sniffed it, and was like, made a face being like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Then gave it to 2 other bartenders. And like,
how do you put this in a cocktail? It stinks like cheese.
How do we make this work?
Was it blue cheese flavored vodka?
No, so...
It was tequila, sorry.
Tequila,
wasn't it?
And was it not cheese and honey?
It was cheese and honey, but it smelled like blue cheese.
Yeah.
Jackson and Zammit were really excited to drink it, but they hadn't figured out how they wanted to drink it. So they'd just gone to the bar and just hassled the bartender, basically. But then the bartender passed the bottle around the bar and then came back to them and was like, I don't think it's going to go in a cocktail. Just get it neat.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, that's fine. And she was like, great choice, though. It's one of my favorite drinks, which made me laugh because she had clearly never opened the bottle before because she was repulsed by the smell. And then I was laughing, and then I was talking to them being like, why don't you just order a regular drink? Mm. And they were like, no, this will be good. Spoiler, they fucking hated the drink.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But then the bartender like turned to me after they walked off and was like, hey. And I was like, hey, can I just grab a beer? I know that's really boring off of what you just went through. And she was like, oh, God, I've never had anyone take so long to just order 3 shots of tequila. And I was like,
yeah, get
you win.
Get him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Has this ever happened to you? You look down and, oh no, my titties are out and I've spilled sauce on them from this sausage roll I'm currently eating. If only I had a t-shirt to cover up my shame and not get my titties sauced. Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tee today. Maybe you want the world to know that the vibe check is good. Or may I suggest the Saucy Boys tea? The perfect tea to mop up any sauce-based liquid to save you the embarrassment of dripping sauce on your uncovered chest. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
I love lies. I like that. I like that that bartender just lied
love
to
the
you
way you lie
to your face. I think that's good. I feel like people should like in a retail setting, the being obviously everyone's polite and kind because people are decent.
Don't trust anyone that's at work but you their can, actual opinion.
But you can lie to each other. Like how fun if you're like, hey, can I help you? And you're like in the shops being like, oh, I want to buy something for my dog. And you don't have a dog.
Mm.
And then the retail staff can be like, oh my God, I've got a dog. What kind's yours? No one has a dog and you can just RPG.
Lies are in many ways just RPGing.
Yeah. Life is a G. RP it.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, I mean, like, I did it at the cinema all the fucking time. I'd be like, I haven't seen this movie, but I've heard great things, knowing full well what they're about to walk into is a huge pile of shit.
Yeah.
What is my opinion going to change? Like, hey, man, yeah, enjoy your shit movie. They'd be like, aw. And I'm like, yeah, well, you've already bought a fucking ticket. You clearly want to see it.
So I work at, like, a bistro sometimes, and people are like, oh, is the risotto good? I'm like, I've heard terrible things about the risotto. But like, yeah, it's so good.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. If you wanted the risotto, call me back to your table. Give me a little taste, I reckon. Yum.
Can I sniff it?
Yeah, I've heard great things about the risotto, but if you order it, I have to sniff it.
That's the rules. I lied doing hospitality.
Yeah.
So like I would pretend I didn't understand people's jokes because that was very funny to me.
Were they like creepy jokes, you mean?
Not necessarily creepy, but just like weird. Like, you know, if I was cleaning a table and someone was like, you missed a spot, I'd be like, pardon? What? They're like, oh no, I was kidding. I'm like, oh, all right. sometimes people would order like a mugaccino and I'm like, oh, what, sorry?
A cappuccino?
Do you mean like a mochaccino? They're like, no, a mug of chino. And they're like, we'd be ordering
mug
wrong.
Mug of chino.
I want you to fill my mug with chino, please.
And they'd be like, no, like,
pants.
Do you mean like a cappuccino in a mug?
It is worth noting that while Cass is telling this story, she is twisting her hair.
Yeah, curling her hair like a little
girl. I'm trying to crank the memories out of my head. if dads would make weird jokes, not like creepy weird, but just like,
dad jokes.
Yeah, this isn't your family. I'm not a captive audience.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I am a captive audience, but I just pretend I wouldn't get it. And it was good to have Wise be like, oh, sorry about him.
Mm. Was that on savings today? Savings, more like spendings. Sir, I will punch you in the head. You think I haven't heard that fucking joke before? Oh, God damn it. I forgot. I haven't had to serve a customer in like months now. And It's freeing.
It's so good. People. Yeah, when something doesn't scan properly, oh, I guess that means it's free. Please shut the fuck up. Please.
I will go upstairs into the projection room and I will put my hand in front of the movie, making a silhouette of me flipping you off. And when you complain and say that happened, I am the manager and I will say, that's impossible. How could that possibly
only
happen?
I have the keys to that room.
And I would only do that. I would only ever do that if someone made a dog shit fucking joke.
Yeah, I think that's allowed, actually. Yeah, I'm the manager. That is allowed.
Let me just look it up. Yeah, it's allowed. Sorry.
That's so crazy because that's a fucking insane story and I'm the manager. And who's going to believe you?
Yeah, that's. I think that sounds like a lie. Are you lying to me?
So savings or spend? No, it's fucking savings. All right?
That's a good thing about working in a bar is you can pretty much just tell people to fuck off.
Yeah.
And they do. It's their only job, I think.
Because you have the power. If you tell someone to fuck off and they fight back, you can get them booted. You can be like, oh, you sound drunk. You're cut off.
Yeah, I was at a bar the other day and the guy ordering was like, hey, man, if you're not busy, gin and soda, thanks, or whatever. I don't know what the drink was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy looked and was like, nah, you're being served. But because it was pointed to the other bartender and then walked away. It's like, all right, cool. He didn't like the way he asked it. It was good. I love that.
So that happened to you?
No. I was watching as someone ordered a drink in a fairly rude way, and the bartender was like, nah, you're being served. And they pointed at the other bartender.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's very funny. I'm trying to think of like awesome bartender stories because I haven't been a bartender, but just seeing very
you
funny
do
things.
It. It's silly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I should become a bartender.
Mm.
Maybe. I reckon that's in your future.
Yeah.
In your future, you can do it.
Yeah, I used to
in
be.
Your future.
I've dabbled in being a barista, that doesn't let me be quite rude enough, I feel.
No, you got to be polite as a barista. You got to be polite.
You got to be calm and charming.
No, yeah. Two things I'm terrible at.
Hey, mate, just the long black for you today? Oh, yeah.
Just
magic
a mug of Chino?
You?
No worries.
Just, yeah. Oh, excellent choice,
oh,
sir.
I had an argument with a customer once. It's not an argument. They were like, do you have any... Pardon?
Did you hit him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Clocked him. No, it was an old lady and she was like, do you have any white tea? And I was like, no, we have black tea and we've got green tea. We've got a whole tea list. Do you want to have a look? She's like, you don't have white tea. And I'm like, no, we don't. But here's our tea list if you want to have a look through the selections we have. She's like, you don't have tea and milk. I'm like, so you want black tea with milk?
Mm.
She's like, yes, a white tea. I'm like, all right.
That's not what that is, but okay.
So which of the teas from the tea list did you want?
We can put milk in, yes.
It did blow my mind when I learned that white tea and black tea were different kinds of tea, not just milk or no milk.
Because with coffee, it's...
But she's old. She should know.
She should know.
She's been alive for ages.
She was there.
What, she the was invention there at of tea?
Yes.
Do you know tea used to come in big bricks?
Yeah.
I still think it's awesome. And like everything that is around it probably sucks. But when America was like, fuck off England, and then just dumped all their tea in the sea.
But it was like, it was all the tea bricks. So it was like, it was more tea than you could ever fathom.
Yeah.
It wasn't bags floating. It was compressed bricks.
Yeah. And so it all expanded and made it all sludgy.
How sick would that be? The ocean, imagine if that meant that just for the rest of time, the ocean was just tea flavored.
Mmm.
Whoa.
That's nice. I wonder how the fish fared. In the
look. Remember like how probably... I said that everything around it probably isn't awesome?
Yeah.
Hey. Can I ask a question?
Oh, absolutely.
So if I make myself a tea, I've got myself a little brew,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I drink a sip,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I pour some more hot water in it,
mm-hmm.
And then I drink it a little bit more, mm-hmm. And I pour some hot water in mm-hmm. it.
It's a granddad's axe situation, I can feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it eventually, like if I do this for 5 days,
mm-hmm.
Is it still tea or is it just water?
It's just water.
I mean, it's just water.
Because there's always going to be a bit of tea in
it. Not necessarily.
No, so fully okay. Tea.
Is the leaves still in there? The leaves aren't in there.
The leaves aren't in there, but there's always a bit of tea.
Counter question.
Yeah.
If I give you a dirty glass
different.
That had Coke in it.
Different.
And then you put water in
different.
It.
Different.
Why is that different?
Because the liquid it's like the Forever Soup. So you know about
no,
the Forever
it's
Soup?
Not. No, yeah, but you put more soup ingredients into the Forever Soup. You don't just put water in.
So yeah, it gets watered down.
Yeah. Huh?
But is it ever not
yes.
have tea in it?
Yes.
How can it?
Because
the tea,
it's finite.
No, but the tea.
There would be a point where the atoms that are tea atoms are no longer there because you drunk them all. Because you drunk them all.
I can't drink them all if the cup's never empty.
If you go to the point where there is like a dozen tea atoms left in, The rest is just water,
and
but the molecules of tea.
The amount of H2O in
the, the molecules of tea.
That's 200
at the
atoms
top.
And
you
one
slurp
oxygen
them up from
they're
the
not
top.
They're not at the top.
Why not?
Because that's not how water works.
And what is every? What do you mean it's not how it works?
Because it's everywhere in the cup.
This is going to be one of those famous shut up a second discussions where everyone's like, I hate this podcast.
No, I'm don't right. Understand. It's not going to be famous.
Yes, like, Cass's favorite.
Because it's always going to have tea in it. Like if it's.
No, it's not always going to have tea in it because.
Explain how.
Okay.
There is a point where you will be diluting the tea to the fact that it no longer exists, but it will take a while, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you can dilute it to the fact that it no longer exists because there's always going to be un petit.
Why? But then, so, okay, so you.
So, yeah, like.
How much are you drinking from it each time?
A mouthful?
Half?
Sure, let's go half.
Okay.
I was saying a sip, but let's go half. It'll be faster.
It'll be a lot faster. So, but then, okay, you get to the point where it's really crystal clear.
Yep.
Also, how you test it, put it in a teaometer?
Yes, I would put it in a teaometer.
There will be a point.
So, Cass, you know, like, if you've got, like, a mug of tea.
Yeah.
Say a half full mug of tea.
Uh-huh.
And oh, you run lucky it. Me.
So you've been like, oh, I need to wash this cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just turn the tap on and put the mug under the tap, water's flowing out of the top, sure, mm-hmm. which is just an accelerated version of what you're talking about.
Yes.
But eventually,
yep.
if you look in the cup, it's
yep.
just going to be water.
Yep.
But.
It's the same thing.
It isn't.
Yes, no, it is.
Absolutely
it's
is
the
not.
Exact same thing. It's just faster.
Guys, it's just a sped up version of what you're talking about. Because the water that's pouring out of the sides might as well just be the liquid that's going into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the water from the tap is the same as if you were just kettle. Pouring it up from the kettle. It's just faster.
I still think there's tea in the ocean.
Okay. I mean, if we're talking that? Yes.
There's tea in the ocean for sure.
But that's the same thing.
No, it's not the
it
same
absolutely
thing.
Is
no,
because
no one's drinking and filling up the ocean.
What do you think of evaporation is? There is a water cycle.
Yeah, but it's the same water.
I reckon leave all these really long
this
pauses
is different.
In.
This is different.
But no, because I'm the water that is going into me and out of me and then into the teacup is in can, could be the same water.
Yeah, but
how is it different to the ocean? There's
what
evaporation. The fish. Oh, fun fact. Frogs drink through their skin.
That is a fun fact. I
that
love
is
frogs.
Fun. Yeah. I did know that.
But they
actually.
Can't live in seawater. Can't live in salt, probably, because they would be drinking salt.
Yeah.
And the dehydrate
stinging.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you, like, how would you guys cope? Because you know how frogs have to be always wet.
Mm. Yeah.
If you had to always be wet, would you kill yourself straight away?
Or would it take 4 days?
I think. By kill yourself, do you mean be like, this life is not worth living, or just get too dry and die accidentally? It
I
is
mean,
an important clarification. Do you mean give up or fuck up?
Give up.
Okay. I reckon I'm more likely to fuck up than give up.
All right, good. So what would your strategy be for staying wet?
Buckets.
Mm.
Buckets and a tarp.
How do you bring the
just
buckets with you everywhere? That would be
Cass,
horrible.
Unfortunately, in this situation, if I need to be always wet, I am not going anywhere anymore.
Yeah, I reckon
I'll
pond
maybe
guy
the
now.
Beach. Mm, salt water might kill me. Mm. Mm. Swimming pools are unreal.
You can get, well, there'd be chlorine and stuff. I don't think a frog can be in a swimming pool.
That's true.
You gotta get a pond with
yeah,
some.
I gotta go find a pond. Maybe a fucking swamp or something.
Do you reckon we could start calling ourselves mermaids?
Yeah, you can do that now if you want.
Yeah, there's no law against it. It's not like champagne. You can just
be a
mermaid.
We should make one. I think that should be important.
Do you guys want to know the history of frogs?
I would love the history of frog.
Are you going to say that the history of frog is tadpole?
No.
Whoa.
The history of frog.
It's kind of weird that, like, look, sperm and a tadpole look kind of similar, just different. You know.
Whales and vulvas look the same.
No,
whoa, so that means
some, not all.
Do you reckon? That means you could put a tadpole in a flower
grow
and
a baby.
Grow a guy.
Yes, I think you could. But frogs used to be, and I really think these guys need a rebrand, Ichthyostega, which are
great
fish, but they basically look like fat iguanas, but they have fish skin and they're fish. Look at these guys. How would you describe that?
Unreal.
Yeah, they're cool. They're like a meter and a half long. They got legs and a big old tail and a big, like, almost like a crocodile kind of face, but round and soft.
Do you know what that face is?
What?
That's Kermit the Frog's face.
Oh, that is Kermit the Frog's face.
Big time. Kermit the Frog's face. That's what you're looking at.
They're cool. They definitely need a snappier name, though, because Ichthyostega Sucks is a name. Call them something cool.
What about Big Old Kermits?
Big Old Kermits. Call them Kermits, yeah.
Big Old Kermits.
They're from the late Devonian period.
Oh, great period.
And it was the first four-limbed vertebrate in fossil records.
Way!
And they had lungs, but they lived in the sea, and then I guess they started walking and became frogs.
That's sick.
That's the history of frogs.
All right. So only one species of frog doesn't have lungs now.
What?
There's only one species of frog that doesn't have lungs.
That doesn't have lungs.
Yeah, all the rest do. And they breathe through little nostrils. They've got nostrils.
That's cute. Sick. Wait, so did they all get lungs from this guy and then one of them lost lungs, or did some never get lungs?
Oh, I imagine that they lost lungs, but I have nothing to base that on. I don't know. Surely you don't lose lungs. Surely you just don't get them.
Well, fish lost lungs, or do they never get lungs?
So the frog that lost lungs is presumably a solely underwater frog now.
Well, yeah, because how do you lose lungs? You can't do that slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true about losing
lungs. I can't imagine a situation where losing your lungs is advantageous to survival.
I'm gonna have a look. Frog with no lungs. The Bornean flat-headed frog.
Great name. Catchy.
Thank you, newscientist.com. An unassuming little frog from Borneo has been found to have an exceedingly rare anatomical feature. Introducing Barbarula.
You would be, so like, this is going to seem like I'm hanging shit, but I promise I'm not. But like, the tone of voice in which you read that would be great for like Discovery Channel. Unfortunately, you would have to learn the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barbarula calimantinensis.
Sick name.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Barbarula calimantinensis. The only known frog with known lungs. Yeah. So it gets all of its oxygen through its skin. It's this frog ruined women in video games.
Wait. What?
You know all those ones where like, the reason this girl fighter has to not wear clothes is because she breathes through her skin.
Is that a common thing?
No, it's
I've never heard that in my life.
Obscure reference. That's Metal Gear Solid 4.
Is that not
Metal
common?
Gear Solid 5? Metal Gear Solid 5.
That's a common excuse.
No, that's Metal Gear Solid 5. You're talking about Silent, I think her name is, and she's pretty much she's like
got nothing on.
She's wearing like a bikini basically, but she's like special ops.
Yeah,
and
right.
And it's because she breathes through her skin.
Yeah.
But you know how big your nostrils are?
Yeah.
You don't need your whole skin uncovered. Yeah.
It's funny with that stuff because, like, no, it needs to be this way because she breathes through her skin. It's like, hey, brother, just make it so she doesn't breathe through her skin. You're in charge. You made it up. There's no rule. It's fine.
I was not expecting that reference. Yeah. Well, Kojima, the guy who made that, psycho, and all of his games.
He's the guy that made Death Stranding.
Yeah, same guy.
Freak.
Yeah.
Delivery boy simulator.
Delivery boy, you got a little boy and a little baby in a jar.
Yeah.
God, that
First mission, you got to cremate your mum, who's the president.
Yeah, that was insane. So I did the first mission. I played the first mission of that game.
Yeah.
And because it's a delivery sim.
Yeah.
Like at the end of each delivery, you get stats on how damaged the parcel is, but it is your mum. So like you've brought your mum's brought it to somewhere. It's like, here's how you did a delivery. Damage, 80%. I'm like, Is that going to be a problem?
Getting cremated. It's not over the casket.
They pop
her
in anyway.
Does she get cremated in like a volcano or something? Or is it just like a factory?
That's what she would
have
wanted.
You drop her off at the factory.
Yeah.
If you could have the option to throw you, I mean, it's obviously going to be a big fat yes. So if you could get cremated by getting thrown into a volcano, would you do it?
Yes.
I'd do it straight away.
I would. So here's the thing.
I'd do it now.
When I, yeah, get me in there.
Yeah.
Hayden put his hand up to be the virgin sacrifice of 2022.
Yeah. Woo!
Get those crops flowing.
Christ, the virgin thing pays off.
Yeah, when I die, do whatever. Who cares? I'm dead. Do whatever will make the people that are alive happy. And if that is shooting my body into a volcano, fuck yeah, do that.
One of those human cannons?
Yes!
You know what I've decided recently? I've realized recently.
Yeah.
If I am to die, scrap.
Well, who knows? You might
who's
know.
Who's to say?
They might cure it before it happens to you.
I know. Well, I was going to say, that's so ominous. But scrap me for parts, burn me, like whatever. Yeah. But if anyone I have loved in life wants to, I don't mind if they eat me.
That's sick.
If you've ever wanted, like not the weird bits, but like if you've ever wanted to taste human flesh, eat my face, don't eat my bits. I have no issue with bum cheek.
Well, that's the best meat in the body, I've heard.
Yeah, I have no issue with bum cheek. don't eat my bits, don't eat my face, that's fucked. Mm. But you have to have loved me in life and been loved by me.
Oh, that's the loved by you, that's the big one, because you can have some freak who loves you come and eat your bum.
So all those freaks that they're listening, sorry, in.
You're out.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of the many freaks that Cass loves.
Yeah, in which case, welcome.
Yeah, have a little snack of leg. I reckon I'd be fine. I mean, I'm dead, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The desecration of the dead, who cares?
Because I said it's fine.
Yeah.
Mm. If you want to see if food's good.
Donate my, I think I've made this claim on Shut Up a Second before, but donate my body to science, but not medical.
Yeah, right.
Use me as like a crash test dummy.
Or like, how does a human body squish? We'll see.
How does a human body squish?
Oh, it goes all squishy. Yuck.
Whoa.
Oh, it went bad when we put it in the hot box. Leaving a human body in a sauna. What happens? Oh, no, that's still science, isn't it?
No. It's science, but not medical science.
Oh, so you just don't want to be an anatomical dissected.
Yeah. I don't want them to research, don't worry about, I don't know, curing things for me. Just drop me out of a plane, see what happens.
Mm. Oh, okay. Would you be cool if they do the classic, let's see how the bugs get him?
Oh, yeah.
I actually love that. Maybe I'll do that.
Fill me with worms. Then shoot me out of the cannon into the volcano, and that's my funeral.
With worms? Full of worms?
Yeah, full of worms.
Tell me what I want.
Bloated with worms.
Fill me full of worms, and then put a big hook in me and take me fishing.
Catch a big shark.
Catch a big shark. All right, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel.
Joel, Plumbing the Death Star comes out every Monday.
It absolutely does.
Thumb Cramps, you're also on that video game review podcast, comes out every Friday.
Sure does.
Basal speculation.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Depends on when we decide we were going to release it.
What else? Haggard's Footy every
Wednesday. That's almost a podcast featuring me every day of the working week.
Hey, maybe the week this one comes out, because we come out on Thursdays, you might get a perfect week of Joel's.
A streak.
Holy shit. Mm. I can get you through that work week, listeners.
Yeah.
Just let me drive you home or drive you to work.
Or both.
Or drive the train.
Let him drive me crazy.
I've heard that a lot. That's hurtful.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.